I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on March 13th, 2020. The Django project is changing its governance structure. As you might expect with a large project that's been running for almost 15 years, over time, various different groups within Django have had control of its direction and determined which code changes have made it into the project. After a lengthy internal discussion, all of Django's main stakeholders have now agreed to adopt a new governance model. The new structure will retain oversight roles for Django's technical board and the directors of its software foundation, but control over day-to-day commits is changing. Check the links in today's show notes for more details. The Tor project has issued a warning along with its latest release. While the new version includes important security updates to Firefox, the latest Tor browser also comes with a troubling bug, which may allow JavaScript execution even when the user has specifically blocked that from happening. The project is currently working on a fix, and we'll report back once that lands. GitLab is shuttering its free build and test automation pipeline for external repositories. The service was introduced back in March of 2018 and allowed developers to take advantage of GitLab's continuous integration tooling while keeping their code in an external Git repository, such as GitHub or Bitbucket. While GitLab initially time-limited the free service, it subsequently extended its life on two separate occasions. But it looks as though it's serious about pulling the plug this time. The company has now said that its free service will stop being available on March 22nd, and that anyone wanting to continue using it will have to upgrade their GitLab plan to Silver level or better, with the Silver plan priced at $19 per user per month. A new report from WhiteSource highlights a dramatic increase in open source code vulnerabilities over the last decade. While the company partly connects the soaring rate of known vulnerabilities to the increasing use and acceptance of open source software, its numbers are still eye-catching, with an almost 50% increase in the last year alone. It's less the scale of the problem than how it's managed that comes across as WhiteSource's main worry, with the company finding that only 84% of issues end up on the National Vulnerability Database. WhiteSource is also concerned about changes to the Common Vulnerability Scoring System, which it says has skewed the criteria used to rank bug severity so that more are now listed as critical or of high importance than before. However, the company does have some good news, with it reporting that fixes are already available 85% of the time that open source bugs are first disclosed. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/123. If you're looking for something to listen to this weekend, why not check out Brunch with Brent? In his latest interview, he sits down with Elizabeth K. Joseph. You can find that episode and all other Brunch with Brent episodes at extras.show. We'll be back on Monday.